just the other day before one of our church concerts that we do in the evening, I was sitting alone and I began to think about this whole year, this Spurlow tour that I've been able to experience. And we only have a few days left. And as I thought about it, I became sort of sad, I guess, thinking about all the friends in the group and how everyone's just going to sort of scatter and go their separate ways in about a week's time. You know, I could have become very depressed over this fact, but I wasn't. As a matter of fact, I was filled with an excitement that has been given to me by God. Because with God, I don't have to dread tomorrows and live on memories, but I can look forward to the next day and then just live day by day. But there was a time in my life where I didn't look forward to tomorrows. And I didn't want to think about yesterdays. And I didn't want to live in the present. I guess I relied on myself for the answer, tried to find within myself happiness, tried to gain happiness by what I could do, the things I could accomplish. But as it turned out, my successes were really failures because I was a failure. Inside, I was an empty person, filled with loneliness, confusion, and darkness. You know, I tried to find the way, though, through people, but I got let down. So I tried to find the way through myself. And all the parties and all the friends and all the alcohol couldn't solve my problem, because I still had to face myself, the person labeled failure. Not long ago, I found someone, though, that came into my life and filled me completely, took away the darkness, and gave me light. That is the individual of Jesus Christ. I simply opened my heart to him and asked him to come in. And he did come in because he promised me that he would. And you know, that is why I can look forward to tomorrow. And I don't have to be afraid. And I can just thank him for what he has already given me and know that tomorrow will be taken care of. He tells me in the Bible this. He said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. But he also came that we might have eternal life. A life that can be acquired only through Jesus Christ, only through asking him into your heart to be your personal Savior.
I just ended a very overripe career as a professional student. And somehow I managed to cram 4 years into six and thus took sanctuary from the tortured world a little bit longer than usual. The first year I was in university, I heard more arguments against the faith and against Jesus Christ than most people are aware of in question form, much less in answer. And I thought, I wonder what I'm going to hear in these next years. Well, I heard all the same old things over and over again, because, you see, man's arguments against Jesus Christ in the scriptures on a human level are so sparse that they have to keep reiterating them. But the basic philosophy I learned in university life is voiced in a poem by Stephen Crane, and he said this: I met a traveler from a distant land, and he said that truth was a phantom, a wind, a shadow. And often had I pursued the hem of its garment, and never had I touched it. And I met another traveler, and he said the truth was a tower, a fortress. And often had I been to its very heights, from which the world looks black. And I believed the first traveler, because truth was to me a wind, a phantom. And often had I pursued it, never had I touched the hem of its garment. All due respect to the poet, I believe the second traveler. Truth is a tower, a fortress, and often have I been to its very towers, from its very heights, from which the world does look black. And in that truth lies Jesus Christ and the assurance of eternal life. And it was a truth that I did not find in a lifetime of church attendance, but only on the side of a road.